Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and it's a delight to have you with us today. And I'm really interested in I'm interested in every show we do, but this one has a particular interest to me. We're going to be talking to an expert in cosmetology, and we're going to talk about skincare and the cosmetics that you put on your face, to help you look better. Everybody wants to look better. Most people want to look younger. The fountain of youth, that's what we're all searching for, right? Anyway, our guest is Lisa Stewart. She's an expert in skincare management, and she's the founder of Perry Skincare. If you haven't heard about it, you're gonna hear about it, and you're going to know much more about it by the time we finish this broadcast. It's an amazing story. Lisa has quite a background in this field. She, by the way, was inspired by her grandmother's daily skincare routine. Her products that she makes are all natural. They nurture the skin. And she points out she loves skincare. She cares about people. She cares about their skin. She wants them to have the best and not have it to be so expensive. Now, when have you heard anybody say that? You know, all of these great cosmetic lines that you see in the store or that, you know, that you can get online and you go on their websites, all the big, really cosmetic companies, many of them have their own skincare line. You can order it on the phone, order it, you know, on the internet, and you can spend a lot of money, folks, on skincare, on creams and oils and you name it. Anyway, she thinks people spend much too much money. It's not necessary to spend that much money. And she also says you don't need 7 different items for your face. Oh, boy, that sounds familiar. Anyway, keep it simple. Cleanse, moisturize, and maybe use a serum, depending on if your skin is dry or oily. There's a lot there. She believes people put a lot of faith, much too much faith, in big skincare companies. It's easy to be deceived by the fancy marketing. But chemically, most of what is commercially available to us is made with synthetic chemicals, and you're absorbing that into your bloodstream, and it will actually make your skin worse. So why spend $500 on injections when you can spend $80 on a quality moisturizer? The ingredients for her line, Perry Skincare's production, are food grade. So pure, in fact, you can eat them. If you have a product that's really good, efficacious, concentrated with pure, safe, natural ingredients, you will see the difference. So we're going to talk to Lisa now. We're going to find out a little bit more about this. I'm fascinated by this subject. Anybody who works in television, I've been working in television for a long, long time. I know what we're bombarded with using, you know, with all the makeup artists and all their skincare things. So it's a fascinating subject, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there, men as well as women, who are interested in this subject, because men use these ingredients, you know. They moisturize, they want to look good, and they want to look younger. It's better for their careers. They can work longer. Anyway, Lisa Stewart in Cleveland, Ohio, welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you, Lisa? I'm excited to have
Great.
You here.
Great. Thank you so much. What an honor. This is just fabulous. Thank you.
Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about, number one, we'll get into all this line, you know, your skincare line and everything. And I know you've been in this field, you know, you've been in this field for quite a long time. You used to be a representative for some of the big cosmetic firms. Tell me about your background and how you got so interested in this.
My background, well, it actually started when I was a child with my grandmother. I was just obsessed with her beauty ritual. And most likely because she was obsessive compulsive, so she had this beauty ritual every night with her cold cream. It was so funny to watch her. And then she would put all over her face with a certain regimen, and then after that she would put the cream on her hands and then white cotton gloves and go to bed. And she did not have a wrinkle until she was 67. She was an amazing soul. That's where it first started. But for the beauty business, I started with modeling for over 15 years, and then went into, you know, working for the companies like Estee Lauder, Lancome, and then I went into, after that, sales rep for the Spawn, the three big lines there, Matrix.
Right.
There's other lines, too. I'm trying to remember all of them. And then pharmaceutical sales after that. But I always knew since, oh, my gosh, early years in high school that I wanted to be an esthetician. And all I wanted was my own little spa. That was it. And I was just to work on people's skin. And so this has been a desire for many years. And I've been an esthetician for, well, it'll be 18 years this summer. And
wow.
I just love it. It's my passion.
So you started your own skincare line. Tell me what makes your line so unique and how it compares with, you know, the lines you get from all the big cosmetic manufacturers. And there are you know, a plethora of them out there that want to sell you products. And the list of products is long. Every one of these companies has an abundance of serums, different moisturizers, different cleansers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you think it's too much. You don't have to use all of that stuff. Am I right? Is that what comes
right.
down to?
Right. You don't. I mean, there's only so much the skin can take in as well. And I've been saying this for years because I do a lot of speaking at spa conferences for my industry. And you just keep it simple. And we overcomplicate things, not just our skincare, but life as well. And we just keep it simple, get back to the basics, cleanse your skin. If you really want to see a difference in your skin, cleanse it at night. That is the best time to cleanse your skin because that way you're washing off the dirt from the day, the pollution from the day, makeup if you wear makeup. But it just cleanse your skin at nighttime and then moisturize. That is key. And I always tell my clients, you know, if think of your skin cells should be nice and plump like a grape. And you want to moisturize it, hydrate it, keep it nice and hydrated. When it's not, it kind of shrivels and looks like a raisin, and that's when wrinkles are setting in. So moisturizing is so important, and it doesn't matter if your skin is oily. Skin that's oily still needs moisture. It still needs to be hydrated. So that's so important. And I'm trying to remember what else you asked me about skincare.
Let me stop you right there and ask you, number one, cleansing your skin. Is it critical as to what you use to cleanse your skin? You know, there are soaps, there are bar soap,
right.
You don't want to use that. But there are a multitude of cleansers, skin cleansers. What really should one use to cleanse their skin? How do you best cleanse your skin? Your face is what we're talking about, really.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I like to use just plain olive oil. I learned that from my grandmother because oil cleanses oil. You know, it's just like in chemistry, like attracts like. So oil really cleans dirt off the skin. Coconut oil, olive oil, those are great choices. If you decide to use an over-the-counter cleanser, I just like to avoid the ones that have alcohol in them because they can strip the moisture from the skin. And what happens is, especially the name brand ones that are for acne, they put such a high concentration of alcohol in there. So when you're washing your face, and if you have acne, it's like right after you wash your face, your skin feels nice and it feels clean, refreshed. And then it sends a message down to the dermis and it's saying, hey, my epidermis is really dry now. Can you produce more oil? So it's like this roller coaster and it produces more oil and then you start breaking out more with more acne. So it's important to keep the oil production normal and even keel instead of using these products that dry out the skin, and those products are, you know, alcohol. There's other ingredients that companies use that weaken the skin barrier, and that would be petroleum-based products. They're disguised as PEGs, like it's in a bold font, PEG, and it's always attached to a number. Like you'll see PEG 5 or PEG, you know, 15 or PEG 100. That is petroleum-based, and what happens is, you know, your skin may look great when you're using the product right now, but 2-3 years down the road, it's destroying your skin barrier. And the skin barrier is what keeps our skin healthy. It keeps the moisture inside. When the skin barrier is compromised and weak, it creates very reactive skin, red skin, and sensitive skin. So, you know, so many of us are so concerned about what we eat, what we put, like, are we vegan? Is it organic? But do we ever look at our skincare? Like, what are we putting in our skincare? Because whatever is in your skincare goes to every organ in your body within 20 minutes of applying it. And there's so many things that are on the market that are loaded with synthetic chemicals. And this is the whole reason why I started Perry Skincare, is because I wanted to have a line that's so pure that you could eat it. to me,
let me
it's
ask
like
you a question
you,
about. Clients, I understand. We'll get to that. I pointed that out in the introduction. Your stuff is all, you know, it's you can't eat all of your products. But, for example, those makeup cloths that you – packages of makeup remover cloths that you see in, you know, the cosmetic store, you can even buy them in supermarkets. Are they effective in cleansing your skin alone? They're more cloths. You know what I mean?
To a point, they're not – highly effective. I mean, they'll remove some, but really, you want to get in there with your hands. You know, human touch is so important. You know, a lot of us don't even touch our faces, but you want to get in there with a great cleanser. Say it's olive oil, just for instance, you're using olive oil. Really get in, put a few drops in your hand, put it on your face in circular movements, always going upwards. You don't want to go with gravity, so you always go upwards. And by doing that, first of all, you're using olive oil, which is so pure, and it's also moisturizing, it's cleansing your skin, and then you're doing techniques that are massage movements, always going upward in a circular motion. You're creating blood flow to your skin, which brings so many nutrients. So not only are you cleansing your skin, you're giving yourself a mini facial, which firms the muscles, too, so it's a win-win.
That's amazing. A lot of people would think, though, if you wipe you're cleansing your face with olive oil, then you got to do something to get the olive oil off your face. Am I right or not?
Yeah.
You got to wash your face now.
Yeah. So you could just take a washcloth, a wet rag, and just rinse it off and then apply a moisturizer.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
That is kind of funny.
I know. We tend to make it harder. But those wipes, I only recommend those if you're in the gym, you're working out, you don't really have a place to wash your face. Those are really quick, easy to throw in your gym bag and go. That would be great. And also, like, the shoulders, the back area, too, that tends to break out because a lot of the sweat is just sitting on the skin and it's bacteria harboring and it creates breakouts for some people. So, but I would just, again, you know, less is best. It truly is. We don't need all these different products. I tell my clients that all the time. You don't need 7 products. And when you are using a skincare product, you should see a difference. This is my belief, that you should see a difference right then when it's applied to your skin, not 4 to 6 weeks later. If it has efficacy, it's concentrated, the ingredients are pure, you're going to see a difference right then.
Let me ask another question. Is there a big difference between the cosmetic products for men and versus for women? Or can a man get it as much the same effect from a cosmetic, you know, a product that a woman would get out of it, or not?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think with the cosmetics is that it's just marketing. You know, it's anybody who has skin. That's who I always say Perry Skin Care is for, anybody who has skin.
Right.
But men and women, their skin is – men have a little thicker skin. And they don't age as quickly as women because they're constantly exfoliating their skin by shaving. But you'll notice their aging is in the eyes and forehead. You know, that's where you always see it. Where women, we see it like in the lower half of our faces, you know, like the lip wrinkles, the nasolabial folds. So, but no, it's the same. It's just marketing.
Well, that's interesting. So a moisturizer that a woman would use would be just as effective on a man's skin. Okay.
Absolutely.
Another question is, a lot of things we see, they talk about vitamins in products. Number one, some have vitamin C. Others are vitamin E. Why is vitamin C so important to the skin? And the other question is, if it's so important to the skin, does it help you any by taking a vitamin C pill?
No, not for the skin. These are great questions. Vitamin C... Gosh, I'm so glad you asked this question. Okay, so if you take vitamin C in a pill, that's great for your immune system. That's not going to do anything for your epidermis, the outside of your skin. Now, when manufacturers put vitamin C in a product, what it does to the skin, it really brightens the skin. It helps exfoliate the skin. So if there's any kind of sun damage, you know, the brown spots, it helps to fade them. Here's the issue, though. Vitamin C... When manufacturers put vitamin C into their formula, the very first formula or the very first ingredient in a skincare product is water. That's usually 9 times out of 10. You pick up your ingredient, your moisturizer, and you look at the back, and the ingredient says water. Well, that means that 80% of that formula is water. So what are you really getting? Like how much? Because when you create a formula of a product, it all has to total to 100%. So when you're looking for vitamin C, it should be in that first or second line of ingredients in the row. And if it's towards the bottom, I wouldn't buy it because it's not that efficacious. It's towards the end of the ingredient list. That means that's the least. So the very first ingredient is the most concentrated, and then the very last ingredient is the least. So when companies add vitamin C and they're putting water in their products, the water weakens the vitamin C so that vitamin C loses its efficacy. So it's
A question, for example, I use a toner after I shave, okay, instead of aftershave lotion. Aftershave lotion stings too much. So I use a toner, and it's a vitamin C toner. It feels great on your skin, wakes you up. I don't know if the vitamin C is helping a lot or not, but that's the big deal in it. It's so-and-so's vitamin C toner. Do you think there's anything to it or not?
Yes and no. It's just like vitamin C. A toner is only going to do so much. That's really working with your pores. It's not going to really stimulate the collagen when you're working on a toner. But, I just forgot what I was going to say. It's the vitamin C. You really want it to come from a moisturizer, and I would look for a moisturizer that doesn't have water. And this
The real question is, does vitamin C help your skin? Is that important?
Yeah. It does, but it depends on what the carrier is. So it depends, and also you want to look at where is the vitamin C being sourced from? Is it sourced from GMO corn because it's very inexpensive, or is it from a fruit that's not GMO?
You don't know.
And so you get these companies are like, oh, we have vitamin C, and you're like, okay, well, where are you sourcing it from? Like that is everything. Like what is in our products? You know, what ingredients is being used? Where are they sourced from? Are they ethically sourced? I really started, this is why I formed Perry Skincare, because I got so disheartened on all the synthetic junk that's put in these products that are not good for the skin. It's just thinning out the formula, so it's good for the manufacturer's pockets. But it's more than that. Like, we got to really care about our client's skin. And it's not about the money. It's about what does their skin look like? How can we help them? And I'm not saying manufacturers do this, but it's just, I just really care about our client's skin.
One of the other things you said is one of the best things for your skin has been simple vitamin E oil. I have had people tell me before, you buy a vitamin E pill, just puncture the pill, take the oil out and put it on your face. And that's, here we're talking about another vitamin, a vitamin E for your skin. That's really good.
Vitamin E is good. There are people that have an allergy to it. But, oh, my gosh, my grandmother and I used to do that. We pricked the little vitamin E pill and put it all over our face. Absolutely.
There's so many questions we could talk about. Skin hydration for your skin, obviously important. I mean, you got to drink a lot of water, but moisture, you got to take that into your body. But tell me about your line. You've actually gone out and created a line, and I know it's Perry Skincare is the company, but your line is called, is it Sofiel? Is that pronounced right? Sofiel?
Sofiel, yeah.
Sofiel, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
name of the company is Perry Skincare, and that is after my grandmother. That's her maiden name, Perry. And the brand is called Sofiel, and it all came from God. I wanted to create something, and I heard God tell me the ingredients. Literally, I heard him talk to me. It was so profound, and I wrote it down, and I went to this chemist that I knew, and I said, hey, I'd like to create this product. Can you get me these ingredients? And the chemist looked at me and yelled at me and said, what, are you crazy? You can't mix magnesium and copper and zinc together. Who told you could do this? And I'm like, God did. Just go get them for me. So anyways, the ingredient that I started to use is Camu-Camu. It's a fruit that grows in the Amazon rainforest, and it's this berry, and it had every ingredient that God mentioned in my head and naturally inside this berry, in this fruit. I was blown away, and it's pure vitamin C naturally. It's not. So what I did then is I took it and I played around with the ingredients, and within 5 days I had a formula, and there's no water in the product, so it's highly concentrated. It could be prescription grade because it's so concentrated, but I wanted it to be for everybody's skin because, you know, when we go through esthetician school, we're learned, you know, if you have normal to dry skin, you have to use these products. If you have normal oily skin, you have to use those products. You can't mix. And this is what's so unique about the product line. It's for anybody who has skin. It doesn't matter if your skin is dry or oily or acneic or rosacea or whatever it may be. It's going to balance your skin out to the most perfect state. And so that's how I came across, that's how I got into this, you know. And it just led into another product and another product. And so now we have 5 products. And the ingredients that I chose are, they're all food source. They're food grade, I should say. So they are so pure that you can eat them. And that's just what I believe about, that's how our skincare should be. It should be food for our skin.
It's interesting about Camu. I never even heard about it until I looked into your website and read your information. It is approved. You can't find it in the supermarket, though, here, can you?
Right. Okay. I wish. It's really good for the central nervous system, too. It's very calming.
That's a product you rub on. It's a skin restorative treatment. Tell me how you use that. Is that like a scrub you put on or what?
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. So it's a moisturizer that brightens, exfoliates, and hydrates the skin all in one. So when you first look at it, it looks like peanut butter and it has some grit to it. And then you add water and it turns into your moisturizer. So it's exfoliating your skin and hydrating it all in the same time. Again, making it easy. So it's very addicting. The whole line is addicting.
Let's go through it because I'm looking at it here. You have there's that, the skin restorative treatment. Then there's your body enlightenment oil. How do you use these? And you have a skin miracle
the serum.
Yeah. And then instant skin vitality. That's a liquid. And then S. That looks like a perfume of sort.
Guys, it's so cool. So first you'd use the Sofia Blue Energy. That's the instant, the blue bottle that you're seeing. That is a product that raises your skin cell metabolism, meaning it gets your skin at the most perfect state. So if your skin is stressed out from, like, saying wearing a mask, maybe you're breaking out, maybe you're having dry, chapped skin, that's a product that you want to spray on your face. And I swear, the more you spray it, the more firmer your skin starts to become. It feels like almost like Botox. So it's really awesome. It's great for men, too, especially after shaving. And then after that, this is like I'm walking you through what I do to my skin. So I spray that on me, and then I use the Sofia Radiant Serum because serums tend to penetrate deeper down into the cellular level. So it's giving me the moisture that I need, as long as it also has the Camu in it, so it's help exfoliating, giving me the cell turnover on my skin that I need. Because however old you are, so I'm 51, so every 51 days, my new skin cells come to the surface, so my skin looks great. Well, I want that to look great every single day, so I'm using that product, the Sofia Radiant Serum, which has the Camu extract in that, and that is pushing new skin cells up to the surface all the time, so my skin always looks flawless and bright. And then after that, I use the Sofia Camu Restorative Treatment, which is the moisturizer. So I just use the 3 products morning and night, and I'm done. That's it. I don't use anything else. Maybe a sunscreen when I'm at the pool or beach. I keep it real simple.
Okay. So, once again, the skin restorative treatment, that's like the scrub. You use that. You wash it off. Then you use the Instant Skin Perfection. Is that what you were talking about? You spray that on?
So that's first, the Blue Energy. Yeah, that's first. So when you're using your skincare products, it should always go thin to thick. So you want to use your thinnest product first and then end with your thickest product. So your toner and then your serum and then your moisturizer.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And can you use more than one serum? Because some companies sell 2 or 3 different serums, you know. What do you think about that?
It's not necessary. It can. I mean, it may be if you have somebody who has acne, like in their lower half of their face, and they want to use some different kind of acids, whether, you know, vitamin C or maybe it's salicylic acid to help control the breakouts, and then maybe around their eyes. Their eyes are, you know, dry. They can use hyaluronic acid around the eyes. So you can mix it, but you really don't need to unless your skin is problematic, like there's a lot going on. But typically, no, you want to keep it pretty simple. We tend to overcomplicate.
Tell me the reaction to this product line. How long has it been available, by the way? Is this relatively new?
It came out in 2017, and
okay.
It's been going very well. Cleveland Clinic here in Cleveland uses it. I love having people use it for cancer patients, pregnant women, because, again, whatever we put on our skin, within 20 minutes, it goes to every organ of our body. So that's really important. So it's going very well, and we're expanding. We have some really great things that are coming that I'll be able to talk about over the next few months.
It's an amazing story. Let me give the website out because this is interesting. This is the best place to get it, and if somebody wants to try this, they go to your website, which is Perry, P-E-R-I, skincare.com. Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Skincare.com, PerrySkincare.com, simple, P-E-R-I is Perry, skincare.com. And I know you tell everybody that, you know, they should not spend a bloody fortune in your product. I mean, you can spend a couple hundred bucks on this, but that's not a bloody fortune. And I assume this product looks to me like it would last for a while, right?
Oh, it does, because it's so concentrated, because we don't add water. It's so concentrated, so it's going to last. You just need the smallest size, like a size of a pea. That's it. You don't need more. You know, so that's – I love that. And I just want the best for, you know, my clients and people's skin. And if you really knew the ingredients, and that's what I really had a lesson on is learning ingredients, then you would know what you're really paying for. You know, and paying for fancy marketing, you know. And this is another thing is that if you, you know, a lot of companies use celebrities for their products, or they'll use a beautiful model and holding this jar of cream, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, if I buy that, I'm going to look like that. And the reality is that's not true. It's like, know what's in your products, you know. It's so important.
So funny.
Yeah.
Tell me also about the Solia Spa.
Solia Spa. Oh gosh, that's just so awesome. It's my passion. I started a spa 12 years ago. I named it Solia after my daughters, Sophia and Olivia. And it's just a beautiful place for we're known for facials and massages. That's what we do. I always say in life, you don't have to be everything. Just do what you're good at. And for us, it's facials and massages. And we love it. It's just a great place for healing.
And that's in Cleveland, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right, obviously. Okay. Yes. Well, listen, you know, it's been wonderful talking to you. You've been giving us some very interesting information. And people who really, you know, if they're on a real budget, you know, they don't have to spend a ton of money. Olive oil is one of the key answers to looking beautiful. People don't even know it. That's really what's so funny about it, you know. It's great to you.
Right. Exactly.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Lisa Stewart has been with us. She's the founder of this great company of Perry Skincare. She's based in Cleveland, and the product, obviously, if you want to look at it and if you want to get some of it, go to the website, perryskincare.com. Lisa, thank you for taking the time to be with us. It's been interesting, absolutely amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Okay?
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, everybody. That's a great story on some skin care. You don't have to use 800 different moisturizers and face creams and everything. There's a lot more you can do, you know, and not spend all that much money. So I hope it helped. I hope you listened to it. It's been great having you as our guest. We love having people like Lisa on because we all learn. We want to learn how to look better, how to save money. How can you beat that? Okay? Thank you. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yes, we certainly do, folks. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time. Bye for now.